Island of Secrets, written by Patricia Wilson and read by Julie Maisie. The village of Amiras was still, like a theatre waiting for the curtain to rise. Heat shimmered from the cobbled streets. In front of the Café Neon, empty chairs stood in haphazard groups between square tables. Outside the closed supermarket, Hessian olive sacks hung over boxes of potatoes and vegetables, protecting them from the fierce Mediterranean light. A herd of long-haired goats shifted into the shadow of the hilltop chapel. For a few seconds, the dull clatter of their bells broke the peace and quiet of siesta time. In the lower village, a blue door squeaked open and a wide-hipped, middle-aged housewife hurried up the narrow streets. From the shade of a vermilion bougainvillea, a skinny white cat sniffed the air, narrowed its eyes and watched the woman. Inside one cottage, an elderly couple sat as still and silent as the stone walls. A crucifix hung over a garish icon of St. George. The martyr seemed distracted from his dragon slaying by an object in the living room. A chocolate box overflowed with photographs, letters and mementos in the centre of a low round table. The old woman, Maria, reached for a faded picture of Poppy, cradling her baby. She studied the image and recalled Poppy's last words, still fresh in her ears, although decades had passed. "Forget me, Mama. Forget I ever existed." A shaft of sunlight streamed through the window, illuminating Maria's scarred hands, an ugly reminder of the fire. It took time for those wounds to heal. Her wizened face hardened with a decision.
"I will write to them, Vasily," she said to the Einstein lookalike sitting by the fireplace. "Vula can help me."
She replaced the picture and closed the box.
"God's getting impatient, and I'm tired of it all."
She crossed herself three times and prayer-locked her arthritic fingers. Vasily nodded, as though he understood, but passing years had eroded his grief. He dropped his amber worry beads and hobbled to her side.
"Don't waste your thoughts on what's dead and gone, old woman."
He kissed her forehead.